Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Now at McDonald's, a McDouble is only $2.50. So you can get your gym gains on or just get lunch for only $2.50. Get more value on the under $3 menu.
Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher for delivery.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Fourth and final hour, Darren, Donnick, and Chase here on ESPN 102.5, the game on this rainy Friday afternoon here in the Music City. Darren McFarland, that's me here representing the South Side of Nashville. Willie's over on the east side of Nashville. Chase is on the west side of Nashville. Elijah Campbell holding things down at our Wholesale Link Game Studios, powered by Rumble On. We always enjoy our conversations with Linda Cohn from ESPN, and she is on the line with us. Linda, how you doing?
I'm doing great, considering what's going on. I love how you have the entire region covered. You're turning a negative into a positive, so you got everything going on, this group. You guys are great.
Well, we're practicing, obviously, social distancing here on this show. You guys are doing the same thing on ESPN. Everybody is doing that. Linda, you've been doing this for a long time. Have you ever been a part of something like this?
I have been doing it a long time. Hosting SportsCenter close to 28 years. No, because this is, everyone likes to compare this to 9/11, and it's not 9/11.
No.
It's totally different. Because really, this affects everybody. And also, I just remember with 9/11, just speaking about what ESPN's strategy was, the strategy was to constantly run news reports. You know, it was that serious. It was, much more of the unknown than what this is. I am the glass half full person. I truly believe, that doctors and scientists are going to figure this thing out. We're going to get through this. And it's just a pain in the butt right now, but it's temporary. And so, ESPN, I love what they've been doing, sort of like what you guys have been doing on the radio side. You know, the key personnel have ways to broadcast out of their homes, and that's great. And we thank goodness for the NFL with endless material, so there's always something to talk about now, even through all of this, when we talk about free agency. And of course, Tom Brady, well deserved, taking up much of the content. I just think it was different than 9/11, so this is just has its own kind of feel to it. But, if you love watching old games and results you already know, this is great for you to pass the time. I'm not a fan of that. I mean, I'm a big sports fan, and what we love about sports is not knowing the outcome. So I don't, unless maybe it's, a Super Bowl win for my football Giants, something like that, I'll sit down and watch it, or New York Rangers in 94, I'll sit down and watch it. But those are the only kind of things, sporting events, that we already know the outcome of, for personally, that I would enjoy watching. I'm not going to watch, every game of the, 2008 season or something. You know what I'm saying?
Linda, we've got on our programming here on ESPN 102.5 The Game starting
what
tomorrow,
do you got?
Basically all day tomorrow. We're going to be rerunning the sweep of the Chicago Blackhawks, Predators and Blackhawks in the 2017 playoffs.
That brings joy. that brings great comforting, wonderful memories. And that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to find audio, video, whatever it is, whatever you're about. And that's the great part right now of social media. Isn't it weird? I was thinking about this, guys, the other day. Our world is such on a fast pace with everything, and we're concerned about climate change for good reason. We're concerned about the, overuse of social media, probably more negative than positive. But again, glass half full gal over here, this has really kind of slowed everybody down. We're saving money. We're not polluting the air with, everyone's staying at home. Little things like that, sort of like helping our world in a small way until, the people that know how to, stop this coronavirus thing will get the handle of it. And it's already happening around the world. You know, China has gotten it done. They're, you know, sadly with Italy, that's a big issue. But I believe in our country, and they're going to, government and governors and everyone down the line to our most important people, which is the medical practitioners, they're going to figure it out. And we'll figure it out. But this is like a pause for all of us just to say and remember, spend time with our families and remember how grateful we are we can do that.
You're right about that. We have faith in you as a number two seed that you're going to make quite a run in this SportsCenter Greatest Anchors Tournament. You know, you got the props.
I hope
you got a two seed.
I'm not holding my breath. First of all, thank you for your support. That's number one. I mean, thank you for the belief. You know, I've been around a long time, and there's a lot of new up-and-comers, and our society is the next best thing, so I'm a little concerned. But it's a tough bracket I'm in.
Well, we need some inside info, Linda. We got to fill out our brackets. We need to know, are you ready for this thing? Are you in a good spot? Like, we need inside info.
I don't know. I could be knocked out in the first round. I mean, Toni Collins, she's amazing. I faced her in the first round. I mean, I love her. She's and she has not hesitated throughout her wonderful career to tell me what I have meant to her to help pave the way. I'm a big fan of Toni. So if I am a victim of a first-round knockout, there's really no other person I'd like to lose to than Toni Collins. So I'm okay with how it works out, you know.
We're talking to the great Linda Cohn from ESPN. And, Linda, you referenced this before, and I thought about your maybe perspective on this, that Tom Brady is not playing for the Patriots. You've done so many sports centers, I'm sure, through the years that involved something that he did for New England. So what's it going to be like? I mean, this is going to be pretty crazy with him playing somewhere other than New England, and now the intriguing part of playing for Tampa Bay.
Yeah, I love this. I was rooting for this. I wanted this. I wanted him to leave the Patriots. I thought it was disrespectful that Bill Belichick and company, no matter all their nice words as he's walking out the door, that they did not help him win. They did not surround him with any kind of talent, last year. And, you know, for people who think, wow, how can a soon-to-be 43-year-old quarterback be making as much money, and how could the Tampa Bay Buccaneers pay a 43-year-old quarterback this amount of money at coming off his worst season of his career? Guess what? Look what he had around him. It was awful. And so, you know, I just don't understand the Patriots and what they were doing. And I feel I put a lot of that on them. And that's why I was rooting for Tom Brady. I can't wait for Tom Brady to prove. I mean, he loves proving people wrong, right? He did it, you know, on draft day. He did it when he went into his first NFL game. He did it even now, and no one really, you know, yeah, I know I sound like a, you know, Brady apologist, but I'm a huge fan, and I cannot wait till he takes the Buccaneers all the way to the Super Bowl and makes more history and goes to a Super Bowl that the Super Bowl is going to be played in Tampa Bay and become the first quarterback and team to win the Super Bowl in their home stadium. But I truly believe that he now has so much more talent, obviously, the Buccaneers. He has a fabulous head coach in Bruce Arians, who knows a thing or two about quarterbacks. This guy is going to make everyone around him better, like he did as best as he could with the Patriots, and that's thus all the Super Bowl rings. And I love it. I cannot wait for the seasons to start. I am so anxious for this season to start. And let me tell you, look in social media, look at all the Buccaneers, he's already reached out to so many Buccaneers already, excited to be able to play with them. Players are reaching out to him. Players not on the Buccaneers are trying to get their way to the Buccaneers and have an opportunity to play with the greatest of all time. So this is just a lightning bolt to the NFL, and I think it's a great thing for everything. And good luck, Patriots, because as we all know, which I like to remind people, Bill Belichick, before Tom Brady, was a losing head coach.
You know, say that, I think about the theater twice next year. We know it'll be the Saints against the Buccaneers. The 40-somethings going head-to-head, Breeze and Brady, two of the greatest of all time. That's going to be some great theater.
I love that, and who wouldn't love that? I mean, two class individuals, two future Hall of Famers. Listen, I need to see more of Drew Brees. I want him to show me something. I really thought he was going to retire. But he has not. The Saints still believe in him. We, as football fans, will be treated to them going at each other twice a year. And here's the other thing about Tom Brady going to Tampa. And this would be the same case if he was going to the Chargers, you know, or even San Francisco, or Miami. But he landed with Tampa. I can't wait to see Tom Brady have home games in a weather-friendly place other than Foxborough. You know, you compare careers with Drew Brees, who played either in San Diego or then in the Dome for most of his career. It makes a big difference. And you can say that the same for Peyton Manning before he went to Denver and played in the Dome most of his entire career. Tom Brady has never had that advantage. And look at the numbers he's still been able to put up. I cannot wait to see him light it up at home with weather that is really wonderful, a hell of a lot better if you're an NFL quarterback than Foxborough.
Linda Cohn is with us, longtime SportsCenter anchor here on Darren Dunnick and Chase. So with all that said, the NFC South, you mentioned Brees and Brady and Teddy B in Carolina, Atlanta adding Todd Gurley. What's the most intriguing division to you right now, just a few days into free agency?
Well, you know, it has to be that one. Usually my eyes are all on NFC East because, you know, I'm a loyal, grew up a Giants fan. But I am so anticipating the rivalries that will become more intense in the South because of what you just said, what we just talked about, new players in players in new locations. I love the Teddy Bridgewater signing. I'm a big fan of him. You know, I had a chance to interview him several times when he had come into SportsCenter. And this guy is, you know, what he has come back from, his heart. You know, his teammates love him. We know what he did a year ago this past season. And I don't care if that's a small sample size for some people, you know, who want to hate on Teddy. I think he is going to be fantastic with Carolina. It's interesting to note, though, my son Dan is a big NFL fan. He pointed this out to me, and it's a great point, about Cam Newton. And I'm wondering why Ron Rivera now with the Redskins not wanting to maybe throw out an olive branch to Cam because there's Dwayne Haskins there. But you would think Cam Newton could really help a kid like Haskins. And Ron Rivera, if he indeed had the relationship we thought he had with Cam Newton, there's something to throw out there because Cam is still kind of on the outside looking in with several other quarterbacks. We don't know where they're going to end up.
Linda, as we were mentioning earlier, we brought up the SportsCenter bracket that Barrett Sports Media has put out there, but we should be watching basketball games right now, and unfortunately we're not. But something cool that ESPN has rolled out is the greatest college basketball players of all time, the brackets there. I was watching the reveal earlier and been checking it out. That's pretty cool what you all are doing there.
Yeah, and I mean, again, kudos to the people involved in the great ideas to do so. I think it's fantastic in keeping the bracket thing and all that. You know, I have, you know, full disclosure, for me, growing up in New York, where when I was growing up, college basketball, you know, except for the Big East, really, you know, which that was a big deal. But it wasn't something that I followed. I loved professional. I did not have my heart in a college team because I didn't go to I always felt if I didn't go to that college, I couldn't get into it emotionally. You know, like I had to have an emotional connection with my team to get really solely into it. But I always loved the passion of what March Madness is and college basketball, and what it is and how many people are into it and how big that has grown. And so for ESPN to do something like this, it has really tapped into so many sports fans across the country. And maybe they can still have their little betting pools because let's face it, without betting and those little office pools, you know, March Madness would not be as huge as it turned out to be. And so another thing I love ESPN doing, actually, is rerunning all those 30 for 30s, those wonderful shows on about incredible stories and sports. You know, my favorite, of course, is June 17th, 1994. That's the name of that 30 for 30. It's one of my favorites. But that was the day of the car chase with O.J., and that was also the day of the New York Rangers holding their parade for winning the Cup and the day of Game 7 of the NBA Finals between the New York Knicks and the Houston Rockets. And it was just titled June 17th, 1994. And it's one of the many 30 for 30s. ESPN is also running during this time where we're all quarantined in our home.
And about 2 months away from the baseball season ending. That's what I remember about 1994. It was about 2 months later, the MLB would say, we're done. No playoffs, no
yes,
World Series.
Yes, you're right. Isn't that interesting? But I kind of remember that because the Braves were doing great, if I remember right. And then they ended up –
was it the Expos. Expos.
It was the Montreal Expos. Yeah. That was it. The Montreal Expos were on their way
I remember
to winning the World Series.
Well, Linda, because that was at the very, very beginning of me trying to break into this career. And I was working first year at Jacobs Field in the Jumbotron room, the scoreboard room. And
that's
the Indians were it was great. The Indians were three games out of first place, and that's when they were building, you know, all those young guys. Jim Thome, Manny Ramirez, and all those guys were at the – Kenny Lofton. And, of course, 95, they would come back and go to the World Series. So,
Yeah, by the way, Jacobs Field, that was one of the first newer stadiums back then that were state-of-the-art. That and, like, Camden Yards in Baltimore. I just remember when – in those early 90s and all those were being built and how exciting baseball was. And it's kind of it's just so like, what a crazy, you know, when you think about baseball too, with the cheating scandal with the Astros before all this happened, I mean, it was just going to be a weird season and it was going to take a lot, you know, being out here in LA, you know, the Dodgers are just so bitter as they should be. And the fans are so bitter, you know, as they should be. I'm not a lifelong Dodger fan. I'm a Met fan. But, you know, I understand their disgust toward, you know, the league and the commissioner letting this happen and then the Astros doing this. And, you know, even Yankee fans I felt sorry for a bit, even though that's hard for me to say as a Met fan.
You just said that out loud. Wow.
I did. By the way, I take that back. I don't really feel sorry for the Yankee fans.
Linda, always good to talk to you. Thanks so much for doing this. We'll check in with you periodically. Good luck with the bracket. We know you're going to knock it out of the park. Keep doing good work. We'll be watching from afar.
Hey,
we'll talk
great.
To you soon.
That's great. One more thing I just want to say, which I wanted to say off the top and I totally forgot. I just want to wish, you know, again, not to be forgotten what you guys have gone through with in Nashville with a tornado and all that. And, you know, I hope everyone is doing well and putting the pieces back together with their lives, because that should not be forgotten. And I was thinking about all you guys when that happened.
Thank you for saying that. It's been a strange like 3 weeks in our market. It really has, but we'll get through it.
So,
we will. We always do.
All right. That's right. So thanks for having me, guys.
Thank you, Linda. Be safe.
Yep.
Linda Cohn, ESPN. Always good to catch up with her. We will come back with more of Darren, Donick, and Chase on the other side. ESPN 102.5 The Game. Background, Darren, Donick, and Chase on this rainy Friday. Hope everybody's having a good day thus far as we all try to get through all this. And as you've heard us, Richard Deitch brought it up, Linda Cohn brought it up, Trey Wingo brought up very nice words, people from afar. Richard is up in Toronto, Trey is up in Connecticut, and Linda out on the West Coast in Los Angeles, and talking about our market, bringing up tornadoes that ripped through our area, and now this. And so that was very, very nice things that were said, because we're all trying to get through this, and we will. It's just going to take time. Unfortunately, we would all like for it to be sooner rather than later, but this is not going to be a quick fix, as much as we would all like to believe that. It's just not. But, guys, you know what's interesting? Something we have not brought up 3.5 hours into the show almost. You know what the big story with all this NFL news, and I know it's kind of getting buried a bit with Todd Gurley going to the Falcons and Tom Brady officially signing with the Bucks, and we've seen it. The Melvin Gordon deal is finally done in Denver, which that'll be a nice little 1-2 punch, Philip Lindsay and Melvin Gordon. But Sean Payton was the first NFL person to test positive. Sean Payton tested positive for coronavirus. That happened yesterday after our show. We haven't even brought that up. Like I said, it's something that should be addressed, but it's kind of been buried in all this NFL news.
Yeah,
I thought he did a very good job of addressing it calmly, poised, but using the fact that he's been effective to almost turn himself into a human PSA, right? I think people listen to people like him.
Sure.
And, so I thought he handled it about as well as you can possibly handle it. Because there'll be more players like this. I mean, we saw Marcus Smart of the Celtics test positive. So there will be more names as there's more tests being conducted and
Kevin Durant.
The virus spreads, unfortunately, right? This is going to be part of it. We're going to have some eye-opening people, and it's going to happen probably around us in our circles, right? We'll start hearing more and more of people around us or people that we know who may or may not live in our community that have been affected by this somehow.
Yeah, Sean Payton tweeted yesterday, appreciate the well wishes. I'm feeling better and fortunate to not have any of the respiratory symptoms. 4 more days at home. Hashtag beat COVID. So, and it's a picture of him and his dog. Yeah, but, you know, if somebody like that comes out and says, hey, I have it, you know, that can help, as you said, Willie, with the PSA of staying in and let's, you know, try and get this thing under control. So, you know, that's where some of these big names can come into play of helping with this entire process and not just, you know, I mean, because there's going to be more people that do have it, like you were bringing up, and the more they come out and say, hey, you know, this is what's happening to me, it also helps people learn more about it. So
right.
I think that's a big part of it,
awareness.
Too.
Awareness is the biggest thing, right? There, he's not going to try to tell you about all the medical things. And as he pointed out, he's dealing with it. His body is reacting well to it. But I think that there are those, you know, unfortunately, but this is part of life, right? There are those that are later than others in just grasping what's going on out there, right? They're just not paying attention for one reason or another. Maybe their head's just buried in their work, or they don't like watching the news, all of these things. But so different people are the ones that maybe are that one that clues you in, that has your eyes open. I know for a lot of us, it was Rudy Gobert, right? The Rudy Gobert story was the eye-opening, hit us right between the eyes, and everything was changed from there. There are some that are still late getting into the full grip of this whole thing and what we need to do to adjust.
No doubt about it. You know, you've heard us bring up, and we've tried to have some fun, pull away from, because, you know, we are being tested on, you know, creativity. And there's a lot of creative things out there in the sports world because nothing's really going on in the sports world. And we have referenced this Barrett Sports Media kind of Sports Center Greatest Anchors Tournament. And I know a lot of people are doing brackets. We told you ESPN's kind of doing their greatest NCAA games bracket. So this is
no players.
Yeah, players. And, you know, we know right now today would be day two of a full slate of games in the NCAA tournament that we're not talking about right now. We're not talking about the big upset yesterday or, you know, the crazy game from yesterday's first full day of action for basically 12 hours of college basketball. And, you know, we had Trey Wingo on, and he was a part of this, and I learned, I knew it had been a long time, but I didn't realize it had been since like 06, since Trey Wingo had hosted a SportsCenter. We just had Linda Cohn on, and so they've had anybody who's ever been a part of SportsCenter, they're a part of this bracket. And I know that we said we're going to pick them, and I think we'll do that next week. We'll kind of just go through our regions and just make our predictions and see. I don't even know, are they going to play this out? I'm curious. I haven't seen where, are they going to play this out, or how's this going to work? Does anybody know?
What do you mean play it out?
I've seen a lot of, well,
like,
I've seen
is
a
Jason
lot of
Barrett
going to
play it out?
Things.
Is he going to, are they going
to
vote on it?
People are voting. Yeah. People, you can go and vote on it, and they're opening, just like ESPN is doing. It's like each day is going to be a different region or, you know, something like that you vote on, and they're going to kind of go work their way, you know, from the round of 64 to the round of 32 to the Sweet 16, Elite Eight, Final Four, and then finally the championship.
Okay.
So people vote on it, yeah.
Interesting. Well, what we'll do is we won't do our voting. We'll just make our picks, and we'll see how close we get. Want to do that?
Yeah.
Start that on Monday. We will And as we mentioned, CBS, if you're interested in this, and I will find myself watching, I'm sure of it. And they're going to show games on CBS, three games a day, three on Saturday, three on Sunday. Things start, this is all Central Time, at 11 a.m. tomorrow. The first game will be the NCAA championship game in 1982 between North Carolina and Georgetown. The game following that will be NC State and Houston in 83. And then, of course, the regional finals between Duke and Kentucky in 1992. That's tomorrow on CBS. So three games they're going to show. And then on Sunday, the first game will also begin at 11 a.m., and it's going to be the national championship game, 08 Memphis, Kansas, the overtime thriller. The set game after that will be last year's national championship game between Texas Tech and Virginia. And then the following game at 3 o'clock our time will be Villanova and North Carolina. That was a crazy, crazy national championship game back in 2016. So that's some of the games. I don't know if they have a plan to keep doing this all the way until Final Four weekend. I don't know what CBS's plans are. Maybe they want to wait and see how this goes over, but they certainly have got the time and the space because that's what they would be doing, right? They would be showing these games. So I suspect they'll probably do this until Final Four weekend, but I don't know that.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a fluid situation, but you know that they're not going to have anything to show for the next month, 2 months at least, at the very least. So I would think they'd go to the Final Four. I'd love to see it. I love, you know, all the games you just named will be a lot of fun to be able to watch. So, you know, even though you know the outcome and you've seen them before, it could have been a long time since you've last watched them.
So will they do this around?
Or had the time to watch them. This is what I enjoy. I've always enjoyed watching. I heard Linda say, and I get this because there's a lot of people that I know feel the same way as Linda. When you already know how it ends, you just don't have that much of an interest in going back and through it because it just doesn't have the same weight. I enjoy going back through great games because there are things that, especially if you haven't watched that game in a long period of time, you see things that you forgot, right? You remember the big play at the end of the game, but you don't remember a lot of the great things that led up to it or the twists and turns that people, just because there's so much water that goes under the bridge, so much time that goes by, you just don't remember all the details. And so you can enjoy a lot about those things. That's what I'm looking forward to over these next few weeks. That's how we'll pass our time, at least for people like me. And I admit I'm a total nerd.
Yeah, look, I'm nerding out on this greatest basketball players of all time bracket, the ESPN. I was just looking at some of the matchups because it's men and women's, and so there are a lot of names from years past that are going head-to-head that's pretty cool.
Well, here's another thing to look for. Let's say you're watching one of these games, whether it's the great Michael Jordan against Patrick Ewing, James Worthy, that 82 final. When you watch games like this, right, because they're all over the place, we've been talking this week about MLB's been showing some of the great classic regular season games the last few days. You see funny styles, you know, hairstyles, fashion styles, people in the crowd, what the coaches are wearing, how players wear their uniforms back then, the shoes they were wearing, how short are the shorts, how high are the socks. You know, these are all things that I think are interesting. And also, you'll hear the announcers. How has broadcasting changed since then? Mm-hmm. What about some of the historical references that are made of the time, right? You might see a promo in the 1980s for, well, President Reagan is doing this. You know, here's an ABC News update. Here are the news stories of the day that you might see in there. I just think those are pretty interesting going back through history. That can, you know, what are we trying to do? Why do we watch sports? Because it's to pass the time, right? So this is how you pass the time when you watch the classics.
No doubt. Eric Ebron has signed a 2-year deal with the Pittsburgh Steelers. Todd Gurley, as we mentioned several times on the show today, has inked a 1-year deal with the Atlanta Falcons, and Anthony Edwards has declared himself for the NBA draft. We will come back. More of Darren, Donick, and Chase here on this Friday afternoon, ESPN 102.5 The Game. Back on Darren, Donick, and Chase. We want to pass this along. We've talked about this on the show, but I think we are definitely now even more. We're going to wait till after the hockey season was over. But obviously times have changed. Things have changed. And so we've been hinting in the summer months that we were going to bring something to you on Friday afternoons in the fourth and final hour, which would be today. And I think, guys, there's no better time than the next week than to, I guess, maybe get this thing cranked up and see where we go, see if we can have a little fun with the listeners. But I think next week is probably we should bring trivia back to the show and have a little fun. See how good,
I like that idea.
How smart our listeners are.
I know Willie is all about it. Willie is the trivia master, so I know Willie is feeling this.
I'm ready, man. I'm always ready.
Yeah, I'm excited.
You better watch those classic games. It might help you.
I know.
We will come
up with
that.
There's
categories.
One on right now in baseball, as my dog says hello.
Yeah.
What's today's game, Chase? I'm in a different room. I'm sure once we're done, I might I'll have to take a look at it. But what's
Yankees,
today's game? Who's playing?
Yankees and Mariners.
Looks so this like, must be 1995.
Yeah.
1995, yep. In the Kingdom. Game five, yep, of the ALDS. This would be the Ken Griffey coming around.
Vince
from
Coleman
first base
at the plate.
Yeah. Edgar Martinez rips the double down the line. This is the game that, if you've ever seen the documentary on the Mariners, it kind of saved baseball in Seattle. They were in that, you know, that old dome that was not ever a great place to watch a game. They had never had a winning season before. It looked like the team was going to be sold and probably moved before that season started happening, and it ended with them losing to your Indians, Darren, in the ALCS after they won this series.
Yep.
It's a great game. It's a great game.
Well, I got it on. I'm watching as it pours down rain at my house. I don't know what – that's the report from the west side. It's pouring down rain.
Yeah, it is like I said, this is what it's going to be the rest of the day. It's going to be a lot of rain. Now, I remember – Linda Cohn was bringing up that 94 season. I mean, I do. I remember working in the scoreboard room at Jacobs Field, and that was the first year that park was open. And that's kind of when the Indians were coming – that young Indians team was coming together. And I think I've told this story before, but, man, you learn a lot being in those scoreboard rooms. You learn a lot about guys like Albert Bell and others because you hear everything in that scoreboard room because they had that special phone. They went from the scoreboard room down to the dugout and kind of the bat phone. And usually when the bat phone rang, it wasn't anything good. And, you know, all the music for the players – and everything came from that room. And if they were ever angry about something, they were going to pick up the phone and call. And usually the culprit was Albert Bell. I know that shocks everyone listening. Because people are like, Albert Bell? He was what? He was a handful? What? He at times could have been a little bit.
Here's another thing that's fun about watching these old games to me. All right. And people are going to make their own choices over the next few weeks, but these are the games you're stuck with if you do want to watch a game, right? Because there aren't any new games. But in this game, Buck Showalter is the manager of the Yankees. And
a very
you
young
see that
Buck Showalter.
A young Buck Showalter. Don Mattingly. There's some great names in this game. Don Mattingly.
Griffey's
David
at the plate right now.
Ken Griffey. Edgar Martinez. This is before Alex Rodriguez and Derek Jeter really – take the stage, right? But I think they might be on the roster. They might be sitting in the dugout somewhere, but neither of them, I don't think, had a significant role in this game. Maybe A-Rod comes up to pinch hit. I'm not sure. But they were super, super young at this point. But the guy that's interesting to me, Mariano Rivera, is on the team for the Yankees. He's just starting to get it, but he has not even come close to being the closer or anything. Watch how far... because this game will run a couple of times today, I would imagine. Watch how far Buck Showalter goes with the veteran David Cohn before he decides to go to the bullpen at all. And Mariano Rivera comes in, but I think it's later than he probably should have been, and he easily gets the guys out. You can get a glimpse of what's coming in the years ahead for Mariano Rivera, but you just didn't know anything about him at the time.
Griffey pops it up.
Yeah, nothing through one inning. Ruben Sierra will kick things off. We'll be up to bat when we come back.
Ruben.
Followed by Don Mattingly.
Ruben.
Was that Posada behind the plate? Or is that, was he still like a year? Okay.
Or Joe Girardi and Jose, and then Jorge Posada.
Well, it was number 20.
Two catchers.
Yeah.
That should be Jorge, right?
Yeah, I made the case for Edgar Martinez for a long time to get in the Hall. And he finally got in, right? Didn't he just get in?
He did.
Yep, right? He did.
I've been saying that for a decade at least. Like, why? Edgar Martinez was an awesome, awesome hitter. I mean, a true hitter. You know, when you think of, like, the true, like, Tony Gwynn, those guys, like, you just knew every time they came up to bat, something was good was going to happen. Edgar Martinez was that guy, man. He was a pure hitter. And I know he got, you know, a lot of people, the detractors, was he was a DH. But, one, there's a position there for a reason, so he shouldn't be penalized for it. And, two, give me a break. There's a lot of guys that get a lot of praise, and they certainly don't do something, you know, very well on the other side that may be really good hitters, but their defense stinks. Nobody ever holds that against them. So shouldn't hold, you know, the fact that he was a DH. I'm glad he finally got in because he was a pure hitter. He was fantastic.
You guys might be listening. I'm not watching, but I remember this well. You guys may not be having the volume on right now, but do you know who the play-by-play guy was for this game?
No idea.
Brent Musburger.
Wow.
Really?
Not known for baseball announcing, but he always has a knack for getting some great games, no matter what. You know, he's done a lot of interesting games in different sports. This is one of them.
I bet he knew the over-under on this game.
Of course he did.
I think you're right.
Of course he did.
I think you're right.
He probably references it at some point. I would say at some point in this game, he's going to reference that. All right, we'll come back and we will put a bow on this week and Friday's Darren, Donick, and Chase. That's next. You know what that music means every Friday? 9 and 3rd and heading home. Use a baseball reference as we were just talking baseball. Let me ask you guys this as we wrap up this week. Willie, I'll start with you. John Robinson's next move is what?
Oh, boy.
That's a good question.
I know, that's why I'm asking it.
I think the next move will be to address the Logan Ryan situation. Maybe it is just to wait it out, and maybe Logan Ryan is up. It's up to him to find if he thinks he can find a better deal. Maybe there's a period of time where he looks around and then comes back to the Titans. I don't know, but that would be something on the agenda. That's just, you hit me with that. I hadn't thought about it at all. That's just the first thing that popped into my mind.
Chase.
Yeah, I think that's a very good, that's a good one, Willie, because I kind of feel like that's why they moved the cap space from Jarrell Casey. But at the same time, even though they're bringing in Vic Beasley, I still think this team could use some pass rush help. And for whatever reason, I just keep going back to Jadeveon Clowney, and I don't think his market is what he thought it was going to be. And that could, you know, that's going to benefit a team somewhere. There's the familiarity with Mike Vrabel. You know, now Vrabel could have told John Robinson, no way, no how, don't touch him. But I just have this feeling that could be in the cards, and that's why they move some of that money around. So I think that it's going to be somewhere, something like that.
Are we surprised that there's been nothing on the Logan Ryan front? I think the longer this goes on, the more, to me, it screams that, I don't know if it screams. It's a hint that it seems like the Titans are in play.
Oh, I think they're in
play.
I'd agree with that. I'll tell you another thing that I think is for play. This happened in baseball, right? And the Players Association was going, what's going on? Why aren't the owners, you know, flooding us with money like they always do? There were a lot of people on the baseball free agent market the last couple years, remember, that sat there the entire offseason and nobody offered him anything good. right? They were all, there was a pool of free agents that were sitting there going, "What's the deal? These guys are still pretty good players." But they, the analytics people, the philosophy, you know, if you're, people were saying maybe collusion, but I don't think this was it as much as they felt like the alternative to spending big money on free agents was develop players or find those second tier guys that can come along for a lot cheaper. So why overspend when you don't have to? I just wonder if Logan Ryan is was expecting a bigger field of people offering big money, and maybe the market's not quite as good as he thought it was. I don't know. Just a theory.
There's a lot of still big names out there that have not signed. We told you HaHa Clinton Dix signed with the Cowboys. You heard, just heard Melvin Gordon inked a deal with the Broncos. Todd Gurley is now with the Falcons. Jadeveon Clowney, he's one that's out there. That's a big name. Has not found a new home. Robbie Anderson, what's the deal with him? The fine wide receiver for the Jets. Jameis Winston, no new home on him. Who do you think is going to be the next big name out there? We brought up Logan Ryan. The next big name free agent to find his landing spot. Who do you think? How would you answer that? We just gave you some big ones that have just signed today, in Melvin Gordon and HaHa Clinton Dix and Todd Gurley yesterday. So who do you think's the next big one to sign?
I think Winston.
You think?
That's
why,
yeah,
are we hearing nothing though on him?
Well, this is what Andrew Brandt said about that yesterday. I noticed Andrew Brandt put this out there. That it's so rare that there are more quarterbacks out there with credentials like Winston and like some others. Andy Dalton would be another, right? That there's not as many spots as there usually are. Usually there's tons of teams sitting there going, "God, we need a quarterback. We've got to find a quarterback." But there's so many quarterbacks out there, the market is kind of flooded. So it's slowing the process down, don't you think? I think that makes sense.
An unusual amount of that, especially that position, to have that many guys out there. Yes, it's very unusual to see that.
And to be honest, Tim Hasselbeck was saying that for throughout, right? He was telling us this was going to happen when we would say, you know, I'm going back months, right? While the season was still going on and we were contemplating this, that there were so many guys that were going to hit the market, it was going to be different than before. It's definitely happening.
There's going to be somebody like Winston that's going to end up being a backup. I mean, it may not be Jameis Winston, but because they're going to run out of jobs.
Well, think about it. You got Cam. You got Winston.
Yep.
You got Andy Dalton. These are all guys that have been nothing but starters.
And yeah, does that mean that the Titans can find a backup at the right price, where they're not paying an arm and a leg, and they're going to get a guy that's a pretty darn accomplished quarterback? That could be the case at all.
Look, if Andy Dalton came here to be the backup to Ryan Tannehill, that would be huge. That would be, in my mind, a home run. Just
I'd
like Tannehill last
right,
year.
Depending on what you would pay him, right? You can't go over the salary cap to go get him, but if you got him at a bargain, sure. Yeah.
What does this mean, by the way, real quick? Tajae Sharpe. What do you think signs are pointing for him? Here or elsewhere?
Elsewhere. I don't think he's back here.
Okay.
I wouldn't blame him. Yeah, because I just think he needs a fresh start.
You agree, Willie, or you think different?
What I hope is, because I think he was really good, I hope the Titans offered him a contract and said, "Hey, if you think you can get something better, look around. But if you don't like it, Here's what the offer is." I hope that's where it is, because they want to sign him at the right price, I would think.
Yep. That's going to do it for our show this week. It's been, yet again, another completely different set of circumstances for us, a first here the last 2 days, but we'll continue practicing social distancing next week on our show. You do the same over the weekend. You be safe, and we will talk to you Monday morning at 10 a.m. We'll see you then.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.